Today's shiur is Masechta Ksubos Daf Samachay, and we will begin on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yosi LePosla Ksarin. As we have learned in our Mishnah, the Mishnah is discussing a situation where a husband and wife are not living together in the same apartment, and the Mishnah clearly delineates what is the support that the husband has to give for the wife. And as we discussed yesterday, the first thing the Mishnah said was 2 kav of wheat a week, or the Mishnah says one can give 4 kav of barley. On that, Rabbi Yossi commented, Rabbi Shmuel, who lived near Edom, spoke about barley. Asked the Gemara, which seems to mean, Elba Edom Huda Achlam Sairim, is it only an Edom where barley is eaten? Because Amma Loyachli, in other areas barley wasn't eaten? Says the Gemara Hachkama. The way to understand what Rabbi Yossi is saying in the Mishnah is Lois Pasuk Sairim Keflaim Bechitim. The differential that our Mishnah indicates between Chitim and Sairim, with Chitim we give 2 kav. And Sairim we give double 4 kav, was only in Rabbi Shmuel was the one that had such a disparity, because Rabbi Shmuel saw Yisamach Edom, lived near Edom, and Neshe Sairim Edom Yisrael, saying the Sairim, the barley in Edom is very poor, that's why there's such a differential. And Rishonim give 2 explanations. One explanation is that the barley in Edom was a very poor quality, and therefore there was a lot of impurities in the barley. So in order to be able to bake enough bread from this barley, they had to give so much sairim to be able to get pure barley. Or another pshat is that people typically don't want to eat barley bread. They want to eat wheat flour bread. So if a woman received barley, she would trade it and sell it to receive wheat. But the wheat, the barley in Edom was of such poor quality that it was worth so little that in order to be able to buy 2 kav of wheat, they had to receive 4 kav of sairim to trade it in. The nice lachatzi kav kitnis, the Mishnah continued teaching us, we give beans and figs. However, makes the Gemara point, viluyayin loiktani. Our Mishnah doesn't mention that the woman receives wine. Says the Gemara, Messiah le Rabbi Lazar. This is a proof to what Rabbi Lazar said. Dam Rabbi Lazar, ein poiskim yenus liisha. We don't give women wine, and therefore Mishnah doesn't include wine. Ask the Mefarshim, why do we have to bring Rabbi Lazar's teaching here? Of course, the Mishnah doesn't mention wine, so it's obvious that Mishnah doesn't give her wine. Swamp shot is that the Rishonim say our Mishnah's list is not all-inclusive, and that there are certain items omitted in our list. So one would think that the list also left out wine, even though she's deserving of wine. That's why the Mishnah teaches us that, that's why the Gemara teaches us that wine was deliberately omitted, because Rabbi Lazar says women don't get wine. Another pshat is that one could suggest that our Mishnah is referring to a place where women don't typically drink wine. That's why she doesn't receive wine. Comes Rabbi Lazar, and we'll discuss this a little more soon, that under all circumstances, a woman doesn't receive wine. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that women don't receive wine? From Talmud, there's a pasuk that says in Hosea that a woman says, El cha achrei me'ahavai, I'll go after those that love me, noisni lachmi umayme, to give me bread and water, samri u'pishtin, wool and linen, shimne v'shikoyai, oil and drink. So we see that women do drink wine. Shikoyai refers to wine. So Farshim say, how do we know that shikoyai means wine? So Farshim answer, because the word, Mashal says, the word meimai is already included in the pasuk. So if the Mishnah adds shikuyai, it must be wine. Says, ask the Ramshif, that this pasuk is actually a pasuk that speaks disgracefully of Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael are going to serve Avodah Zarah and going away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we can't use this pasuk as a proof what women do. Says the Maram Shif, the pasuk uses the word shikuyai, my drinks, which seems to indicate that the woman is always entitled to this drink of wine. Answers the Gemara, what the pasuk means with the word shikuyai means dvarim sheisha mishtakekes aleihem, something that women yearn for. Mayaninu, what does that mean? Tachshitim, jewelry, but it has nothing to do with wine. In fact, there's an interesting question. The Pnei Yeshua and Afla both ask, if our Gemara is now teaching us that a woman is not allotted wine, and as we're saying, our Mishnah and Gemara are referring to a situation where the husband and wife are not living in the same apartment, how will the woman have wine for Kiddush and Avdolah? And Afla actually says that in such a case where the woman doesn't have wine, will needs wine for Kiddush Avdolah, that's not what Rebbe Elazar is referring to, and certainly she should be given wine. The Pnei Yeshua, however, says that since we're learning, and we're going to continue learning in Mitzvah Shem, that women shouldn't drink wine, even to the point that if she doesn't have wine for Kiddush, she should make Kiddush on Challah, she should go listen to Kiddush Avdolah elsewhere, but not drink wine. Darish Rebbe Yehuda Ish Kvar Gevraya Ramalei Ish Kvar Neforchayo Menayin Shem Poiskin Yayin Eslisha. How do we know that we shouldn't give wine to women? We're all familiar with the story of Elkanah, who had two wives, Chana and Penina, and they came to Yerushalayim to be oil regal. And Chana was very depressed because she did not have children. And the pasuk, as Tosfos explains, it was a time for eating and drinking, but Chana did not eat and drink. Rather, after the time for eating and drinking passed, she went up to Davin. So the pasuk says, Shasa, drinking, he drank, v'lo shasa, but not she drinking. Ask the Gemara, if we're being so careful in understanding the pasuk, so then take the word ochlo. Are we going to suggest that the pasuk means ochlo, v'lo ochol, hachinami, that only she ate and he doesn't eat? Of her, a man has to eat just as much as a woman. Answers the Gemara, the proof is anon min deshani kara b'dibure kamrin. Why does the pasuk change from lashon nekeva to lashon zachar? Michti, because let's understand, begavo ka'osi v'osi, the pasuk is referring to her and talking about what she did and wasn't doing. So why does the pasuk, when it comes my tam shani, when it comes to drinking, changing from speaking about her to speaking about him, to teach us that only he drank, not she drank, because women aren't supposed to drink. And as the sheet explains, when Eli accused her of drinking, he did not accuse her of becoming shikur, because if she was shikur, he would have stopped her from davening, and he would have said, you're not allowed to come to the Beis HaMikdash. He just accused her of drinking some wine, and as we're learning now in our Gemara, women aren't supposed to drink. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in the Braisa, regila, if the woman is accustomed to drinking wine, nois nala, we do give her shein regila. If she's not accustomed, nois nala shnei kaisis, regila nois nala, we give her wine. So how can we say we don't give her? So as Tosfos explains, the Gemara's question is going back to Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar says we don't give a woman wine. Here it says we do. Answers the Gemara, this price is referring to regila. And regila, somebody's accustomed to drinking wine, that's we're shani that we give her wine. Domer of Chinano bar Kahana Mishmul, regila, a woman who's accustomed to drinking wine, nois nala kais echad. Shein regila, but if a woman is not accustomed to drinking wine, nois nala shnei kaisis, we give her two cups of wine. So obviously this price is a difficult price to understand. It says that if she's not accustomed, we give her more. Says the Gemara, my comma, how do we understand this price? I'm Rabbi Yehochi comma. This is the way to understand the price. Regila b'fnei ba'al shnei kaisis, if a woman is accustomed by her husband, when her husband's there, to drink two cups of wine, when a husband is not there, we give her one cup of wine. But if she's not accustomed to drink even to drink only one cup of wine in front of a husband. So then, shleivif neibala, when a husband is not there, ein lois nekaliku, we shouldn't give her any wine. And that's what Taisa says, Rabbi Elazar was referring to. Rabbi Elazar was teaching us that even a woman who's accustomed, but if she's only accustomed to one cup of wine, when a husband's not there, we give her no wine. Bibai Seima, another way. So Taisa says, what the Gemara here means to say is, we have, it seems, a contradiction between the Braisa and Rabbi Elazar, where the Braisa says we give wine, and Rabbi Elazar says we don't give wine. So Gemara is looking for another way of reconciling this machlokes. Says the Gemara, Regila, if she's accustomed to wine, nice and light, letzika kedera. So the way the Mefarshim explain, number of ways of explaining. One pshat of explaining is that a woman who is accustomed to drinking wine is we never give her wine. We only give her wine for drinking, for cooking. And that's what the Braisa means. The Braisa is speaking about cooking. So we give a wine for cooking. Rabbi Elazar is talking about wine for drinking. That we never give. Another pshat that I saw is what the Gemara is really not coming to retract from the earlier teretz, the Shita says. The Gemara is coming to explain the previous teretz. We said that if a woman is accustomed to drinking wine, we give her two cups of wine. If she's accustomed to two cups, we give her one cup. Says the Gemara, in that one cup of wine, which the Rishonim say the typical size of a cup of wine is a revius, she's supposed to also use for flavor, for cooking, for an ingredient for cooking if she needs wine. But then I saw a different interesting teretz. And the Brice is making, the Shita says this pshat. A woman who's accustomed to drinking wine, so when her husband's not there, we want to limit how much wine we give her. And therefore, even if she's used to drinking two cups of wine in front of her husband, we only give her one cup. And if she's only used to one cup in front of her husband, we give her nothing. But a woman who's not accustomed to drinking, so such a woman, we have no problem giving wine. Because all she's going to do with the wine is use it for flavor, for cooking. And therefore, we could give her even two cups of wine. There's also machlokes how to define tzike gedera. We define it as most Rishonim do, that it's to be used as an ingredient for cooking. Others say there was a specific food called tzike gedera. There was an incident with the daughter-in-law of Nachdima Megurim, Shapaskul Chachamim, who's the Chachamim gave her, watered her, Sosayim Yayin, Tzike Kederim Erev Shabbos, Lerev Shabbos, Tusa of wine, just to be used as an ingredient for flavor per week. Amalem, and she wasn't happy with them. She felt that it wasn't enough, because as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, it was a very wealthy home, and she felt she deserved more. And she said to them, "Kach tifsekul of neseichem. This is how much wine you should give your daughters." Tana says the Gemara, "Shemeres Yavam Haisa." This woman was a Shemeres Yavam. Her husband died without leaving children, and she was awarded this support while she was waiting for Yibam. And that's why V'loy Anu Achrei Amen. Says the Mefarshim, explain. Really, Chazal gave her a very generous award. And under normal circumstances, even though she wasn't happy with what she received, when she said, "Kach tifsekul of neseichem," they should have said, "Amen." They should have said, "This is a wonderful bracha." But unfortunately, she was a Shemeres Yavam. And if they would have said, "Amen," it would seem that they were saying, "Amen," that their children, their daughters, should be put into this state of being a Shemeres Yavam. Of course, nobody wants that for their children, and that's why they didn't say Amen. Says the Gemara, Tana, Kais Echad, one cup of wine, Yah Felicia, is fine for a woman. Shnayim Nivelu, two are already disgraceful. Shloisha Tavas Peper, if a woman is given three cups of wine, she's going to already ask explicitly for a husband to have relations, which we know, we discussed, is improper for a woman to ask for relations. In fact, I saw a very interesting verse from the Ben Yoyada. He said the word Nekeva is Begematria 157. If we take the word Yayin, which the Gematria is 70, and we add it to Nekeva, we have the same Gematria as Zohar 227 to teach us that in the Keva with Yayin, if a woman drinks too much wine, she acts like the Gemara teaches us, she acts like a Zohar, which she's Tovei Bepeh, she acts improperly, asking for relations, which is improper for a woman to do. Arba, 4 cups of wine, Afilu Chamar Tavas Beshuk, she will even ask a donkey in the market for relations, Venem Ekpedish, because she doesn't care. Amar Rava, says Rava, Lo Shana En Shein Bali Ima. This is only an issue when the husbands are now with her. Ava Bali Ima, when a husband's with her, less lambo, it doesn't apply. However, the Mefarshim explained that means when a husband's there, we should only give her 2 cups of wine or less. But as we learned, 3 or more cups of wine, even if the husband is there, would be improper. Ask the Mefarshim, if our Gemara is teaching us how improper it is for a woman to drink 4 cups of wine, we know the halacha is that by the Seder, women also have to drink the Dalet Kaisis. I was saying that it's so terrible when women drink 4 cups of wine. So the Ben Yoyada explains that when our Gemara says the 4 cups of wine are improper for a woman, is only when she drinks them one after the other. But as we know by the Seder, when the Dalet Kaisis are drunk, there are breaks in between the different cups of wine that we drink. Therefore, there's no concern. However, I saw the Shar Mitzvah Balocha says, in answer to this question, very bechidish, that because of this, women should drink grape juice. Because our Gemara says that it's so improper for a woman to drink 4 cups of wine, therefore he says that a woman should rather drink grape juice of wine. Ask the Gemara, if we're saying that if the husband is there, there is no problem in a wife drinking wine. So when we began the sugya about women drinking wine, and we brought the raya from Chana, who didn't drink wine, but asked the Gemara of Chana, the Baal Ve'ima Havoy, by Chana, her husband was with her, so why wasn't she allowed to drink wine? Answers the Gemara, Achsnoi Shani. She was a guest. How do we know that a guest should not have relations when they're not at home? The pasuk says regarding Elkanah and Chana that they got up in the morning and they bowed to Hashem. They returned home to their home in Ramasa. And Elkanah had relations with his wife. Only when they got home. Hashtin. Only when they got home did they have relations, mikaraloi, but not when they were guests. However, the Ravid says that if guests have their own private bedroom, whether they're visiting other people's homes or in a hotel, even though they're not at home, under those circumstances they are allowed to have relations, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch actually paskins. Chaim v'davis d'abaya, osla kamei d'rova. Chaim, the wife of Abaya, came to Rava. Abaya had passed away, and she came to Abaya that she should be supported from his estate. Amar lo pasuk lemezayna, I need a food stipend. Pasuk lo, he gave her. Psoik li chamra, give me a wine stipend. Amar lo yedana bebe nachmeni, I know regarding Abaya who's called Nachmeni, to la vishas chamra, that he didn't drink wine. How do you know he didn't drink wine? Either because he knew that Abaya was poor and he couldn't afford wine, or because Rava knew that Abaya, who came from the family of Eli, was a Kohen, and therefore he never drank wine in anticipation that the Beis HaMikdash will be immediately rebuilt and he will have to go do the Avodah, and a Kohen who drank wine is not allowed to do the Avodah. Why did Rava call Abaya Nachmeni? So the number of pshatim given. One pshat is because Abaya was an orphan from both of his parents, and Rava bar Nachmeni raised him. So he called him Nachmeni to point out that he, Nachmeni, raised him. Another pshat is just the opposite. Abaya was Rava's nephew, and Abaya's name was Nachmeni, after Rava's father, Rava bar Nachmeni, who was a grandson of Nachmeni. And Rava did not want to mention his father's name all the time, and therefore he called Abaya Abaya rather than calling him his real name, Nachmeni. Another pshat is that Abaya's real name was Nachmeni, but he was called Abaya because the word Abaye stands for Asher Becha Yerucham Yosam. And Abaye was a Yosam, as we just said, and Rava had Rachmanos on him, and we wanted to always remind him, so that's what we said, we want to remind him of this wonderful deed, and that's why Asher Becha Yerucham Yosam. Another pshat is that Abaye learned by Rav Nachman, and that's why he was called Nachmeni. Amrlei, so Chaima says to Rava, when Rava is refusing to give her a wine stipend because he knew that she wasn't accustomed to drinking wine, Chayi Damar, I could swear, they used to give me to drink wine in these goblets this size. So first I'm saying, we just said that Rava knew that Abaye didn't drink wine. So how could she say that he drank wine? So I saw two terutzim. One terutz is that Abaye himself didn't drink wine, but he gave wine to his wife. Another terutz is that Abaye did not drink wine. However, as he got older and ill, then he started drinking wine as a medicine for a fool. So she swears that he gave me wine to drink in these types of cup. Behad the kamachvale, as she was showing his arm, igli dara, part of her arm became exposed. Nafal nahira bebeidina, and a light fell in the bezdin. That means Pashup Shan the Gemara, when Rava saw part of this woman's body which is typically covered, he had a desire in him. Come Rava Alabese, and Rava came at home, Tavala Basra of Chizda, and he wanted to have relations with his wife, the daughter of Chizda. Omele Basra of Chizda. So the Basra of Chizda asked him, My Have Idna Bebeidina, what happened in Bezdin? It's not typical that you're going to come home in the middle of the day and want to have relations with me. I'm like, the wife of Abaye was here, and that's why I came. So Pashup Shat, again, is because he had this desire, and the tzaddik doesn't want to have machshavas ros, so he wanted to have relations with his wife. But another pshat, which will fit into the Gemara that we're going to learn, is that Chaima lost her husband Abaye. And what Chaima was trying to do was trying to get Rava to marry her. And Rava was concerned that his wife, the daughter of Rav Chizda, would find out that she's trying to get Rava to marry her, and maybe Rava was afraid that his wife will think that he's actually taking that into consideration. So he wanted to show his wife, Chas v'shalom, I'm not marrying her, I'm staying with you, I want you, and that's why he came home to have relations with her. Nafka Basra, so Rava's wife went running after Chaima, Machsa la bekufa deshida, and she hit her with the lock of a chest, Ad afkala mekula mechuza, until she chased her out of mechuza. Most of Farshim say mechuza here doesn't mean the city of mechuza, but it means the entire region. And what she said to her was, Armalei, katatlach plasa, you already killed three husbands, for osla mikalachrina, and now you want to kill a fourth husband, you want to get my husband to marry you, and then he'll die too? Because as we have learned, in Masechta Yevamos, there's a concept of a katlonis. A woman who's married and husbands die becomes a katlonis, is not supposed to get remarried. And we learned at what point is a woman katlonis? It depends how many times is a chazaka achieved. After two or three times. She was already married three times, and she said, she was saying to Chaima, you are certainly a katlonis, and therefore you're not supposed to get married, and don't try to get my husband to marry you, chas v'shalom, you'll kill him. And that's why the Mefarshim explained she ran with the lock of a chest. What did she mean? If she wanted to hit her, why did she hit her with a lock? She was saying that you should have yourself locked up and no longer have relations with any men because you are a katlonis. The Mefarshim go on to explain that if, as we now said, Chaima already was married to three men. Her first husband was Rechava de Pumbedisa. Her second husband was Rabbi Yitzchak Burei de Rava. And her last husband was Abaye, who we're discussing now. So we Paskin as the Hafla that a woman after two times is already considered a katlonis. So Abaye marriage to her was invalid So if so, why is she entitled to support from Abaya's estate if the marriage wasn't supposed to take place? Answers that flaw. Then when we learned the sugya of katlanis, we learned that the only time a woman is considered a katlanis is if we could clearly assume that the husband died because of her. But as we said earlier, Abaya came from the family of Eli, who we know that the people of the family of Eli died young. And therefore, Abaya died not because of her, but rather because of his family's bad fortune. And therefore, the Gemara suggests she was entitled to support, but the question was, does she entitled to wine or not? The Vista of the Rabbi Yosef Brei de Rava, the widow of Rabbi Yosef Brei de Rava, Osla Kamedra of Nechemya Brei de Rabbi Yosef, Amoy Psoikli Mazoni, please award me a food stipend, Pasukle, he gave her. Psoikli Chamra, a wine stipend, Pasukle. Amoy Yodana Bebunei Mechuza, I know that the people of Mechuza, Shasu Chamra, drink wine, that their wives drink wine also. The Vista of Rabbi Yosef Brei de Menashe Midville, Osla Kamed Rabbi Yosef came to Rabbi Yosef. Amalei Psoikli Mazoni, give me a food allowance. Pasukla, he gave her. Psoikli Chamra, give me a wine allowance. Pasukla, he gave her. Psoikli Shiroi, then she asked, give me a stipend to be able to buy silk robes. Amalei Shiroi Lami, why do you need them? Amalei Lecha, or Lechavr So Lechavrcha. For your friends and for your friends' friends. In other words, I want to be held in the same esteem that I was held previously, and I need to wear clothing befitting such a position. So we continue learning in the Mishnah, what does the husband have to supply the wife? For nice and lamito mappets, he has to give her a bed and a soft mat, a machzelis and a hard mat. Ask the Gemara, Mappets umachzelis lomelo de yavlo. What does she both need? A soft mat and a hard mat. Amra papa. Ba'asra de nehigi de moli puraya bechavli. The Mishnah is referring to a situation where they fill the bed with ropes. That's how they keep the posts of the bed together. The mevagala. And they cause her to become old if she doesn't have a comfortable bed. And therefore, she needs both a soft and a hard mat. Tana Rabbonin. So we learn a brisa. Ein noisin lekar kvesis. We don't give her a mattress. Meshumram noisin amru noisin lekar kvesis. We do give a mattress. Ask the Gemara. Hey chidami. What is the case that we're referring to? Ida urcha, if it's the custom of this woman and her family to sleep on mattresses, my tama the tanakama, why does the tanakama say that we don't give her? The halacha is that a husband has to continue supporting his wife in the manner she's accustomed to. And if it's not her custom, my tama, the Reb Nosson. So why does Reb Nosson say that we have to give her such a mattress? Answers the Gemara, loy tzricha, ki going to urcha the day, for loy urcha the da. It's his custom, not her custom. So the question is, didn't we learn, asked the Rishonim, the Shita, early ima, veni read the sima, that when a wife gets married to a husband, she follows the husband's customs, comes up to the husband's standard of living. Answers the Shita, that halacha of Olima ve'eni Redesima is only when the couple are living together in the same apartment. But as we're learning, our Mishnah Gemara are referring to a situation where they're not living in the same apartment. And therefore the halacha of Olima ve'eni Redesima does not apply. Tanakama Sava, so now, the Tanakama holds, Amrullah, he tells her, Ki azilna shekinu, when I will go away, I take the mattress with me, the ki asinima sinil badar, I'll bring the mattress, and you don't deserve a mattress because you're not accustomed to a mattress. Rav Nosson on the other hand holds, Amrullah, she says to him, Zimna the mystery banish mushes, sometimes you'll come right before Shabbos to the apartment, and we'll be together Friday night. And it's too late for you to carry the mattress. You'll take my mattress. You'll take my mat, and you'll sleep. You'll make me sleep on the floor. And therefore, I want to have a mattress at home that you should be able to sleep. Ask Tysus, why? Because she has this concern. Does he have to give her a mattress? Let's tell him to buy two sets of mattresses, which will be enough for both him and her every Friday night. Answers Tosfos that a mat is not as comfortable as a mattress. And therefore we're concerned, since this husband is used to sleeping on a mattress, if we give him only a mat Friday night, it won't be enough for him. So he'll take her mat also, to have two mats, to be somewhat comfortable, and tell her to sleep on the floor. The Ran asks, how can we tell the husband to provide her with a mattress? That how will that take care of concern that she's going to make her sleep on the floor? Since the husband now gives her a mattress, he no longer gives her mats. And if he doesn't give a mat, why are we not concerned that he'll sleep on the mattress and put her on the floor? Answers the Ran. Why would the husband schlep a mattress back and forth, according to Tanna Kamma? Because he's afraid that if he leaves the mattress in her apartment all week, she'll sleep on the mattress, not on the mat. But if, according to Reb Nosson, he's giving her a mattress anyway, so she's not going to sleep on his mattress because she has her own mattress. And therefore, he has no problem leaving his mattress in her apartment for himself, and he's not worried that she's going to sleep on that mattress. She has her own mattress. Continue the Mishnah, teaching us a nice and like kippah. He gives her a kerchief, and he gives her clothes worth 50 zuz every year. Amalei rapapa labaya. Hai tana shlich atuloi v'ramim asani. The tana doesn't think about the clothing and only speaks about giving her three pairs of shoes. And this was like a saying that people used to make fun of people that walked around without clothing, only with shoes. Amalei Tana b'makom harim koi. The Tana is referring to place with a lot of mountains. Leisagim leitlosu zugi masani, where they need three pairs of shoes a year. And the Mishnah is teaching us, tells us the Gemara, v'agav urche kamash melon, the nesivna nila b'moid, that if we're buying these three pairs of shoes a year, they should be bought in yont of time. Keichad nehevel simcha b'gavayu, she should enjoy them. If we're buying her the shoes, buy it yont of time, where we want her to enjoy. A husband's supposed to buy his wife clothing for yont. There is a question that the Paiskim discuss. We know that L'Kavod Shabbos, a woman is supposed to, people are supposed to change, they're supposed to have special Shabbos clothing. And the Paiskim discuss, does the same halacha apply regarding shoes? So the Shailos HaTshuvos Rab Olam brings a raya that shoes are not considered clothing, and even though we're supposed to change our clothing L'Kavod Shabbos, we don't have to change our shoes. Because he says, we know that in the Birchas HaShachar we make every morning, the bracha Malbish Arumim refers to clothing. The bracha of Osli Kotsarki refers to shoes. And that's why, in fact, there are people that have the minig that they don't make a bracha Osli Kotsarki on Tisha B'Av when we don't wear shoes. If clothing were included, if shoes were included in all other types of clothing, then why would we have to make a separate bracha for shoes? It must be, says the Rav Paulim, that shoes are not considered clothing. I saw another pshat from another raya, is Rabbi Bezalel Zev Safran, brings a raya from our Gemara. Because our Gemara says that only people who lived in these regions were had mountainous regions, they had to keep on changing their shoes. So it seems that if they didn't live in such a place, they didn't have to change shoes all the time. So he says, if they got special shoes just for Shabbos Yontif, then they wouldn't have to change shoes, even if they live in a place with mountains, they don't get ruined so quickly if you only wear them once a week or in Yontif. It must be, he says, that shoes that you wear during the week, you could also wear in Shabbos. The Klaus Magareba brings a raya from our Gemara that for Yontif we buy new shoes, but not for Rosh Hashanah. Because our Mishnah Gemara teaches us three times a year does a husband buy his wife new clothing and shoes, the Sholosh Regalim, not Rosh Hashanah. It's also worth mentioning that the Rama says that when one puts on a pair of new shoes, we don't make a shechianu, or it's very common when somebody puts on a new garment, we tell the person, the man or woman, tischadish, tischachi. We don't say it when putting on a new pair of shoes. And the reason is because to make a pair of shoes out of leather, we had to kill an animal to get the leather, and therefore that's not a reason, that's not a cause for joy of saying shechianu or tischadish. The Mishnah said, we give her clothing with kalim shel 50 zuz. Kalim worth 50 zuz every year. Amar abaye 50 zuz pshiti. There were two types of coins. There was pshiti, the simple ones, and there was the tsuri from the city of Tsur. The value of the coins from Tsur were 8 times more than the value of the pshiti. And as we've explained, in those days coins weren't just representing a value. The currency, the coin itself, had in it a certain value of the metal. And the kesef tsuri was made out of pure silver. The kesef pshiti was made out of 1 part silver, 7 parts copper. And that's why the kesef tsuri was worth 8 times the kesef medina. So it says that the zuzim that are referred to in our Mishnah are zuzay pshiti. Asking Ramamai, Midik Tani B'Medvar Amurim, our Mishnah said, when is this halach that we have to give a 50 zuz, ba'ani shebisrael, a poor person? Av mechubed, if the person is a wealthier person, hakol lufi kvoidon. Says the Gemara, v'isal kedat to chamishim zuz mamish. If we're going to say that our Mishnah refers to chamishim zuz tsuri, ani, chamishim zuz menole, where does a poor person have so much money? A person that has a chamishim zuz is not, tsuri is not an ani. El shema mina, chamishim zuz pshita. We furthermore learned in the Mishnah, v'ein lesh l'chadosh, we don't give the new clothing in the summer, we give it in the winter. And we learned also, the mezainis and the mais mezainis. Talk about a mais mezainis, labal. If the wife has leftover food, that food belongs to the husband. Mefarshim explain that this is when a woman has no appetite, or the woman, the food is such good quality, it satiates her without her eating up all the food. But let's say a woman held herself back purposely from eating in order that she should be able to have that food, then the halach is that food belongs to her. Moisa belos, but the leftover clothing, if she's getting a new wardrobe, what's going to be the halacha with the old clothing? That belongs l'isha to the wife. Ask the Gemara, Moitz Belaos l'isha l'amali, why does she have to keep her leftover clothing? Amar of Chava, sheniskas b'memnei didosa. She should wear those clothing when she's a nida, kadesh l'tiskana abala. That the halacha is that the woman should have different clothing when she's a nida, that versus when she's not a nida, and she should not be embarrassed, the husband shouldn't be embarrassed with her that she's wearing the same clothing. Amar Abaye, Naktinan, the halach is, Maisa Blas, Almana, the leftover clothing that Almana has because she's being supported from the estate, go to the Yarshim. Hasa, why? Hasamhu, the only reason we said that the woman keeps her leftover clothing is the loyte skanabape. She shouldn't become embarrassed in front of her husband. Here her husband is not alive, so that concern doesn't exist, and she doesn't keep her leftover clothing. Nice Lamar Kesef, we said she gets every week a Mar Kesef as allowance. And Aichelisimai Malayla Shabbos Layla Shabbos. Ask them my Achelis. What does Achelis mean? Rav Nachman Amar, Achelis Mamish. Means that Friday night, even though they're not eating together all week, Friday night they should eat together. Rav Ashi Amar, Tashmish. It means Tashmish. And it's very interesting, Machlokes Rishonim. Some Rishonim suggest that even a woman, almost two extremes, that even as we learned earlier in our Perek, under certain circumstances, Tashmish does not have to be done on a weekly basis. A woman who's not living in the same apartment as her husband, a very difficult situation for her, such a woman gets Tashmish every week, no matter what her husband's profession is. Whereas other Rishonim say just the opposite. Even though we learned Payalim, Tashmish is twice a week, when is that? If they're living together. But if they're living in separate apartments, even the poyel only has to do tashmish once a week. And not to say that our Gemara is referring to the regular situation of a Talmud Chacham, that we learned earlier in our parak that a Talmud Chacham does tashmish once a week, and it should be Friday night. Tanan asked the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, Echelsi Malayla Shabbos. He eats Friday night. According to Mandam that they eat together Friday night, that's pshat in the wording of the Mishnah. El Mandam Tashmish, according to Mandam that's Tashmish, Maya Chelis, why does the Mishnah use the word eating? Answers the Gemara, Lishna Me'alya. The Mishnah wanted to use a nice way of expressing itself. Because Kedixiv, as we find, the Pasuk says, Mishlei Ochsla Machsapia Vamatalai Payali Oven. It refers to having Tashmish, and the Pasuk uses the word Achila, just a nicer way of expressing itself. Meisvei asked the Gemara, Roshimah Gamliel Oimer, Roshimah Gamliel says in a Braisa, Achelas Belayla Shabbos Vishabbos, that the husband is with, eats with her Friday night and Shabbos by day. Bishlama Lamandam Achila, according to Mandam that says Achelus means eating, Hani the Tani Vishabbos, because as we learned, the Rishonim explained that the kovid, the honor that should be given to the meal of the day, is even more than the honor that's given to the meal that's eaten by night. So if they have to eat together Friday night, they certainly eat together Shabbos by day. El Mandam Tashmish, but according to Mandam that says the word Achelus here means Tashmish, asks the Gemara, Tashmish b'Shabbos meyika, is Tashmish done by day? V'amar avchona Yisrael k'doshim hein v'eim b'Shabbos m'toseim b'yom, they don't have relations by day. And says the Gemara, Amar Rava b'ayis ofel mutar. Here it's referring to a dark house where Tashmish may take place. Ask Mefarshim, but that's still b'di'evid. L'chatchila Tashmish should not take place by day. So how does it say b'ayis ofel? So Mefarshim give a number of answers. One answer is that if we're referring to a Talmud Chacham who's supposed to have Tashmish once a week, Friday night, if for whatever reason they could not have those relations Friday night, then they should have it Shabbos by day. That's what Rav Shimon Gamliel is referring to. Or another pshat that I saw is that Rav Shimon Gamliel is speaking to Payalim. And as we said a moment ago, Payalim are supposed to have Tashmish twice a week. So normally, if they live in the same apartment, they'll have Tashmish once during the week and once on Friday night. Here, however, as we're explaining, they're not living in the same apartment. So it's a tircha for him to come during the week. So what the Rav Shimon Gamliel is suggesting is that they should spend the entire Shabbos together and have Tashmish once Friday night and the other time Shabbos by day to accomplish his requirement of having Tashmish twice a week. From Haisa Beneka, we learned in the Mishnah, if she's nursing, we reduce how much she has to earn and we increase how much she gets to eat. Dosh Rav Ula Rava Apiska Debe Nasiya. Even though we saw that Allah is the person does not have to support his children, when his children are still infants, very young, he has to support them. Ad kam, until what age? Ad ben sheish, until 6 years old. Rav Ashi, Damar of Asi, Katan ben sheish, a child that's 6 years old, yoitz berev imay. That means a child until the age of 6 goes, if his mother made Erev Tchumim, he's included in his mother's Erev Tchumim because he's considered connected to her. Memai says the Gemara, from where do I know this? Midik Tani, it says in our Mishnah, if the woman is nursing, she could earn less, or my sifalim is in a cell, and we give her more food. My tama, la mishun de boil mechbada, because the child eats with her, and since the child he's obligated to support the child, that's why he has to give up more food. Says the Gemara, who says that that's the reason? Maybe the reason is mishum v'dil mishum d'charlihi. Maybe the reason she doesn't have to earn so much. Maybe the reason she would give her more food is because a woman who's nursing is considered ill. Ask the Gemara, imkain, if that's what the Mishnah is teaching us, listim ha'isachayla. So let's say if the wife is sick, she has to earn less. She could eat. She gets more food. Why did the Mishnah have to speak about a nursing woman? says the Gemara, that's not a proof. What the Mishnah is trying to teach us is a stam menikas chayrus ninu, that every menika is considered like a sick woman, which in fact is a concept in halacha, and that's why there are paiskim that suggest that during the 9 days a nursing woman should be allowed to eat meat, and other paiskim suggest that just like we know on Shabbos by chaylish she ain't by sakana we have certain leniencies, every nursing woman is considered in that status to have those leniencies. Itmar, Amar Yishub and Levi, Mesifim lo yayin, we add wine to a nursing woman's food stipend, Shayayin yofu l'chola. So many Mepharshim say that what the Gemara is trying to bring here, Rabbi Shimon Levi, is to say it has nothing to do with her being sick. It's just because the husband has to support the child and he has to give what's good for the child, and wine is what's good for the child, and since the husband has to support the child, we have to give he has to give his wife everything that will help the support and the nourishment of the child. Hadron loch, afopi, hadron loch, afopi, hadron loch, afopi.